Back now with Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand. The premiere of the new Fox series Dollhouse on Friday marks the return to television of Joss Whedon. Since his big breakthrough with the WB series Buffy the Vampire Slayer, there may be no television writer-producer working today with a more passionate fan base. Critic Andrew Wallenstein is not among them.
Now that it's been about 6 years since Buffy the Vampire Slayer left the airwaves, it's time to finally get something off my chest. I never liked Buffy.
You're not Bone, you're Buffy. Eradicator of evil, defender of, things that need defending.
Now that's a Teresa. She could have used my defending before she was ripped apart by that
werewolf.
Understand this is pure heresy among TV tastemakers and fanboys who hold Buffy sacred. I'm not sure what the statute of limitations is, but just making a statement like this could get my critic license revoked. But while I'm being honest, let me add that the work of Joss Whedon has always left me cold. Not saying it's bad. He obviously is a creative, intelligent guy. But his stock in trade, I don't know. It's like there's a Joss Whedon gene that I'm missing. To some degree, maybe it's because a Joss Whedon production comes in a certain mold. Like Buffy before it, the new series Dollhouse is a mix of sci-fi fantasy and sardonic wit that features a butt-kicking ingenue. But instead of a suburban teen stabbing vampires, Dollhouse features Eliza Dushku as Echo, a brainwashed operative whose mind can be programmed like a computer.
Hello, Echo. How are you feeling?
Did I fall asleep?
For a little while.
Shall I go now?
If you like.
The premise of Dollhouse couldn't be more hackneyed. The tortured assassin has been done about a billion times, from La Femme Nikita to Alias to last year's remake of Bionic Woman. But that's kind of what Whedon does. He takes schlock and elevates it with more depth and character. My problem is, I still can't get past the schlock factor. Still, there's many out there who disagree. Whedon's following is so rabid, they don't let his work ever die. Buffy continues on in comic book form. When another show of his, Firefly, failed, it was resurrected as a movie called Serenity. And most impressively, he scored one of the few webisodic series that could justifiably be called a hit, a mock musical called Dr. Horrible's Sing-Along Blog.
My wish is your command.
Step back, everyone, nothing here to see. Just imminent danger in the middle of it, me. Yes, Captain Hammer's here, hair blowing in the breeze. The day needs my saving expertise.
But will Whedon's fans come out strong for Dollhouse? The Buffy comparison is inevitable, considering its lead actress, Dushku, was a standout late in the show's run. And even though she's got a star quality that rivals Sarah Michelle Gellar, my guess is Dollhouse will challenge even Whedon loyalists. Dollhouse seems such a pale imitation of Buffy, even his most ardent champions may have to second-guess themselves.
Andrew Wallenstein is digital media editor for The Hollywood Reporter. Well, if spending your Valentine's Day weekend reliving the glory of Buffy isn't your thing, coming up later in the program, we'll have a few suggestions for some forgotten romantic films. Mark Jordan Ligon will make a special non-Friday appearance to help you plan your Valentine's Day celebration on the couch.